I respect and love all the women that are serving our great country here in all their capacity. But the bottom line is, it's a man's world. And everybody knows, everybody of intelligence knows, that's the way it is. Can you imagine an all-woman army protecting our country? I couldn't, but I certainly could imagine an all-men army. I certainly could fathom that idea. There's nothing wrong with having women be a little bit more feminine. I think it's a beautiful thing.
The enforcement of our immigration laws, our policies, by the way, this immigration law that Chertoff was trying to enforce goes back to 1986. A little enforced provision banning businesses from knowingly employing illegal immigrants. The administration adopted this rule for basically contacting these businesses and trying to figure out which businesses have these bogus employees, these illegal employees, sending out these letters to them saying, look, you got to comply with this. So a judge is telling the Homeland Security it can't send a letter out to these employers because the employers might get afraid and fire people who shouldn't be fired because they're really, really American citizens. Only in San Francisco, in that mindset, would this argument work. The lawsuit, by the way, of course, filed by the AFL-CIO and other unions. And drew support from major business groups. Okay, what have I said before? That businesses better be very careful in this country. They are on the verge of completely alienating working class Democrats and conservatives who traditionally supported the interests of business. Conservatives coast to coast are now asking themselves, what is business doing? How are they standing up for America? Because it seems like every time we turn around, businesses are actually thwarting our efforts to secure American sovereignty.
This is scary stuff. I hope everybody listened to this very carefully, because this woman is obviously not a business person. She doesn't have her own business and what it takes to run a business and all the time it takes to be successful in a business. And the last thing the businessmen want to do is be a government type of security where they have to know every single thing about their employees. You know what? As long as a driver's license, as long as you have a Social Security, that's the best we're going to do. I think the judge did the right thing here. We're not going to be able to do the things that she's talking about and still run our businesses. So get off that stuff, lady.
California.